It's Lodi San here, and on behalf of the Balcony Boys, I'd like to say thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the Balcony Sessions podcast. Little disclaimer before the episode begins, everything you hear on Balcony Sessions podcast is strictly for entertainment, it's strictly for shits and giggles, none of it is real, none of it is serious, we don't hate anybody. If jokes are made at your expense, we are sorry, it's just for entertainment, you understand? Also, participate in our weekly Spotify polls for our Spotify listeners and our polls on Twitter. Use the hashtag Balcony Sessions or hashtag Balcony Boys if you want to make a comment, if you want to make a suggestion, or even if you just want to commend us, because truly and truly, we did try. Also, send us a DM and follow us on our Twitter account at Balcony Sessions and on our Instagram at Balcony Sessions Pod. I'll repeat, at Twitter at Balcony Sessions and Instagram at Balcony Sessions Pod. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Peace.
You are now listening to the Balcony Sessions podcast, brought to you by the Balcony Boys. You know the vibes.
If you love my voice and you are biggest right now, I'm dead. I'm so sorry.
No, oh, can't start like that song.
welcome to the best podcast in the motherfucking world. The Balcony Boys were out here again. Is it sunny Sunday? God forbid the sun, man. The sun is too much, man. We'll get to that in a second. But right now, we are here to give you guys more vibes the way we usually do. On your drives to work or your commutes to work or your taking care of your house in the mornings or afternoons or in the evenings or however you like to enjoy us. It's the Balcony Boys and it's your boy Farina Forever. I'm out here with the Brodies.
No, the 44 out here, man. Normal P. No, the idea. Call it a thing now. I get one joke, but made Lodi introduce himself.
Yeah, man. It's Lodi, man. Lodi San here, man. Live and direct, man. You know how it is.
The Flyers God.
Which joke if you won't crack?
It's a very dead joke. But basically, you're supposed to drink tea, right? You can't, like, eat tea, right? But funny enough, this our episode is episode 8 tea.
What?
I'm sorry, man. I'm so sorry.
No, the truth is that, like,
I read the cleverness of the joke. Even though it's stupid, it's still kind
it's
of.
No, no. I don't think it's supposed to. To be honest, like, I don't think every joke is supposed to be funny. Yeah. I think sometimes the joke is just supposed to be like correlated like to the situation.
Yeah, exactly.
That was clever, yes, but yeah, man. Episode 18, man. Milestone again, man.
Get I tell me. You, man.
So we're only 20 recordings left. From 100.
That's 20 weeks. Let me quantify that for you. That's 20 weeks. That's 5 months. So it's quite a long time. But yeah, I get your point.
That's 5 months. 5 months is crazy, yo.
5 months is crazy, yo.
5 months changes the perspective, doesn't it?
Yeah. You think that 20 episodes, it can just happen. Oh, man, no, that's 5 months.
Bro. You got to get to the end of July for that, bro.
Yeah. You got to get to the end of July for that, actually. Actually, so, that's real. Yeah, that's man. Real. Okay, I feel that. Yeah, I feel that. But
well,
how are you guys
I mean,
now?
Yeah, man.
You were going to say something. Finish that thought.
Like, it is like, I mean, it's our unfinished thoughts. If we start doing mini episodes, are we going to be giving them numbers?
Yeah, but it's not going to be episode 81. It's going to be mini one, mini two.
Mini so.
Mini so.
Yeah. No vex. Lizzy, you know that,
we are. You know that what will actually be crazy is that if we give them mini 50, that's actually mini so.
Damn. Actually, I see it.
You see, I see.
Let me tell you how it's been mad. And this is me going off like a crazy bastard. So what was this show I saw? Who was in this show where like niggas, there was this guy that was raising money for some bad guys.
That's like Child. Every show.
That's like every
like
show.
Every fucking
That's
show,
like
brother.
But it's this TV series, yeah. And then the guy had this wife. I was raising money for these drug dealers. May allow it. Anyway, Sha.
A 50 shows please. Just came to my mind, guy.
Please, I swear, like 15 shows.
Kai, this show is popular, man. I watched it because of popularity, sir. Nanfan was mad. But basically, anyway, those guys, they have, for every episode, they write like they design episode one differently. Like when they will actually write episode one on the screen, but they will design it differently, design episode two.
Like a different font, Abi.
Like different font and different thing. Maybe there could be spiders, blah, blah, blah.
So yeah.
Like if you're doing mini one, two, and 249, and you've used different design, and then mini 50, you now use like Miniso's brand design. I feel like
both. They go sue our mama.
They don't go sue you, go parody. You go, they obviously say no be them.
Okay, I mean, 50, obviously.
But like, you go use their
beat. What do
no, but like, by that, no, but like, by that time, for that day on, for that day on Patreon,
what do they want to sue us for?
They want to
tell them too much. Let's decide.
But yeah, we'll get to that point, I guess.
We'll get to that point. Anyways, yeah, listen, how are you feeling?
Man, like you said, it's hot, bro. Like,
brother, it's hot.
Good, man. The weather is hot, but I'm hotter.
Hot boy. Hot click.
I love that.
But yeah, man, I'm good, man. You can't pick
how
my
how
sword.
About you? How are you feeling?
I'm good, dog. I'm chilling. I slept like 3 hours or 4 hours.
That's actually how I wanted to get into this. Me, okay, before we get into that, me, I'm good. I'm chilling. It's hot. I don't do well with sweat, but it's hot. But it's okay.
I'm hot. And you're not. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This current like, Nigeria heat wave is long, but yeah, man.
The heat wave is crazy, man. But like, no, you said you slept for only 3 hours. Why was that?
Man, yeah, last night was Charlie Poppy's show now. You get me? So live in Abuja, so obviously now it just can't be like an hour show. Like
yeah, that was his fourth headline show in 3 months.
Yeah. Crazy. I thought he did some P abroad.
Yeah, he showed that two
shows. Like, Clarence, hold on. He just gave some NBA-like stats. Nigga said that's his first headline show in 3 months.
Real.
What does that even mean? Crazy. What does that even mean? So, he does shows, basically.
basically, he does shows. Yeah.
Nah, NBA like stars is crazy.
NBA, they say this is the first person to score 30 points on a Thursday wearing blue shorts and pink shoelaces.
If you want, you can bring out a statistic for anything.
Anything, bro.
Like, you can bring out a statistic for anything. You can say that this is the first only recording that we've had in the last 3 months, after the time of 3 p.m.
Words. This is a monumental piece. This is historical.
But we might be wrong though, because I'm sure there's okay. In the past 3 months, definitely you bracketed the thing.
Yes, real. You get.
But yeah, man. The thing was all right. You get normal Niger guy hating Niger event P. But like other than that, like the parts that I'm involved in, it was mad. The performance was mad, like niggas going cool, like everything was just cool for my side. But like normal show business, man, like I wasn't really feeling the crowd energy until the artists came on. And artists are coming on by what? By like 1 a.m., 2 a.m. Do you get? And like, I'm seeing people, because me, obviously, I was there earlier. I was there from like 2.
Yeah, because you were patterning things
Exactly. And now I'm there, so I'm seeing people. And I'm not standing in the stands, like, listening to some DJ play and other guys. But I'm just looking at them, and I'm like, damn, son. These niggas are going to actually wait for why they pay their money. it's crazy, man.
You want them to waste their energy on artists that they don't know.
I'm telling you, it's crazy.
The thing about it is that, like, at the end of the fucking day, man, if you don't know the artist, there's nothing you want to do. I mean, you can always do crowd energy. Yeah, you know.
But that's not even what
I don't know. Yeah. But like...
See, I bet you, if in the crowd, because we now at the green room where Charlie is at and Odie is at, obviously, like, they've come and they've brought, like, cartons of, like, you know, energy drink for us. You get? And it's like, bro, there's people who paid you bare... to treat the artists and entourage, blah, blah, blah. But like, there's people who paid you barracks, people who they got the tickets bought for them, blah, blah, blah. And those guys can't even buy a drink. They're probably selling water like 1K or 2K in this show. So it's like, bro, if you are
so is it like so is it like drinks, so is it like a general like Nigerian concert experience?
It's just a Nigerian you get that this will be better. And obviously I've never been to concerts abroad, so I don't even know how it works over there. But this man,
but basically you feel that this cannot like, be life.
This cannot be life, bro. Like there's no even resting areas. Like bro, I'm telling you, you know how it is now. Once you don't come to the show, you don't come to the show. They will just show you the show and the stage, the space and the stage. That's all. You don't finish, then the stand.
Then they say yeah, there's no they say go and stand, bro.
Go and stand, bro. Do you understand? Go and stand. Or you enter instead Abi, you enter instead Abi, you paid Abi, you are go and stand.
Go and like, stand.
Bro, wait till they stop. They won't even give you energy drink, bro. Like when I saw that cut of energy, I'm like, yeah, obviously you take a lot more to like give all these niggas power. Bro, come on, you can't do it. You don't have to use the whole can. You can use the disposable cups and do like half-half.
Yeah, just, have just like a stand.
Passing it around. Or at least get a stand. If you want to drink power, come and drink power. But we've seen this shit done bad times in bad shows, bro. In fact, in this night, that you can go and pick up Desperado free. You're going to pick up. But do the right thing before you show. Get the sponsorship. Get it. You get whatever you need to do or pay the money. Just put on a show and actually care for people that pay money to come to your show, bro. Makes no sense for me.
Real.
Yeah.
Real.
But other than that, it was nice. Like the sound was good. You know, all those other things were, the sound was okay. It wasn't the best, but it was okay. You know, that's my side. Nothing but show-wise.
But so somebody that deals with, like, you're moving around with your artist as part of an artist entourage. You get, like, I know you deal with groupies quite a bit.
Hey, good. Okay, yeah. And
you know, and
yeah. What's the question? What's the question like?
What was that like?
What's that like?
I mean,
Starboy. You get so
no, but like really you like okay. You have you ever been a groupie? In one way or another.
What do you mean, dog?
Like, okay, first of all, I think we need to define what a groupie is.
What's a groupie?
Well, my answer, have you been a groupie before? You know what a groupie is, brother man. In a form, what does that mean?
have I been a groupie before?
Listen, I'm going to you. They play. You say you can eat a
groupie before.
Groupie for who exactly? Let me see.
I don't think I've been a groupie before.
Like, what do you want to make me the group with anybody?
What do you want to make me the group? The groupie you. You get like I'm not gonna groupie you.
I get that you probably you might not have been a groupie, like maybe based on for whatever reason. But I know that as someone that is part of somebody else's entourage, you've handled a few groupies.
Oh yeah, for sure.
No. Yeah, I'm even talking like male and female self.
Yeah, male and female. Like, yeah, not just one gender. No, like male and female.
Yeah, bro. Like I would even happily speak more on the male one because like the babe one, you know, I don't know, somehow.
You kind of expect them to be groupies, to be fair.
Yes.
No shade.
I think maybe that's the answer. Yeah. Maybe that's it. You kind of expect it. But like niggas being groupies is
like
dog. Nigga, you don't gotta be doing all this right now.
You have a face full of facial hair and you look at you, yeah, embarrassing your lineage. Like,
trying to be in the picture, trying to get the pictures, you know what I'm saying? But like not the with the male groupies, like what do you notice the most about them?
So the thing is, What I notice most about male groupies is that they do too much. That's the first way to, that's the easiest way to spot like a groupie. The thing is very exciting at that moment. Like obviously, because if you know somebody already, like someone's your friend or you have business with them or like,
or you've done business with them,
you know them back.
Yeah.
You understand? Like you're not going to be so like, bro, now the groupie is the one go front. Now the group is the one they like, bro. It's so crazy. The one just the first. You just know when someone's a groupie, man. Cause like you, where you know, say you supposed there, you go just tap the guy, tell him who you be. They will give you the access. But groupie go to try all those smart entry P, you know, those trying to just like quickly slide. So like, yeah, man. It's always a very somehow hustle. Cause like, well, niggas they always try to enter where they don't invite them.
Because me, I always wonder about groupies and like the groupie theory. You guess, like, if you just day now, you deal with some groupies and, like, you know, they beg you, say, oh my God, please, can I get a picture with my your artist or all those kind of things? Like, it must not really be fun dealing with them, especially when you're trying to get them to leave.
Nah, okay, so you think about, that's a very good point. Groupies do not like to leave. The baby, the female ones, I can't talk about that. They do not like to leave. And it's a situation where they don't actually have to leave because, so there's, the way this entourage P works here is like, there's the niggas, then there's like the niggas of the niggas.
They are, Jay,
so
they are. Sorry to do this, but like,
what do you say?
Well, the guy is correcting your grammar.
It's a J thing to say there is.
Yes, though. It's a hood. It's not a hood.
To say there is, and to proceed with the plural version of it.
You can even be past tense, and you still say there is. I've noticed this a lot. So like, let's just.
English is hard. English is hard.
Yeah, word.
No, but sorry, it's not from an English is hard perspective. It's literally on purpose, though. When we say niggas is weird. You get when we say niggas is weird. So it's just like...
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. So, like, what am I saying?
With the female groupies, I don't like, they never want to leave.
Yeah, so that... So now, like, babes pull up, obviously. And then now you that's a nigga of a nigga, you come to the setting, and then obviously you've seen babes. And niggas just always... have this thing where they just treat any babe, or let's say every babe, special. You get like they don't, babes don't actually have to earn like
special treatment from them.
Special treatment from niggas. Like it's like when you're in the line and you see an elderly woman and you're like, yeah, you can have my space. That's how like niggas see these babes. Disabled babes that like need to have like, yeah, she can see just like 17 niggas standing there, but yeah, she can see.
That's crazy. So, like, yeah, in that kind of in that kind of setting, if not me, they in charge of this setting, I go tell and say, Baba, no worry, if you go. You don't need your seat now.
Stand outside now. You should just go sit down for a beach. I mean, for pool
side. I tell you, you're going to bounce and bounce space.
Since you don't need your seat. Straight space.
Up. But like, yeah, man. So the thing now is like, so when niggas now come and they're like, you're not seeing like, for what it is, groupies that have come to the yard to just group. And it's like, but you've seen them and then your mind is like, babes. That's what you just register in your head.
Yeah.
You get, because that's what they are fundamentally. You get, but like, it's not, I don't know, man. It's not the pool. It's not like a pool, like a fishing pool for like where you're going to find like your next D1. And like,
no, niggas not
shopping for the next D1. No. Niggas are not even shopping for that. It's just a situation where like, it's just a babe. So they must do that thing.
That's the way their mind.
That S,
when you do that,
that S on their chest, you must come
on. Captain save.
That you understand, Captain Toast a bit. Like, bro, you did like this. Your niggas will never smoke J, but like once the babe come, like the
is that abuse?
Go
blow the smoke.
Go blow the question.
Alpha, wait, question. Help me go down my best side. You go bring that bag, I beg. Help me bring that bag, I beg.
You get reason. You get reason. Like, so niggas do all that pee. And then, like, now, they'll just start feeling extra comfy and they'll just be comfortable. That's just what it is. So, you just... So something
and it's
like,
crazy. And it's crazy because people always like, notice that, though. People, like me, especially me, because, like, okay, for example, now, when you are in Lagos or something and I day where you and your artist day, me, I'd always day on the chilling day my days, you get now. But as I chill, I did gauge, nobody gets past me for certain. Because I see nonsense. I could just see things. I swear. And it's always very, very clear to know who is like forming or who is like a groupie in disguise, like a male groupie in disguise. Yeah. You get what I'm saying?
Do you know what it takes for you to go somewhere and then just decide that you're not going to go home, you're going to crash in the place?
Yeah, I'm going to crash there.
Somebody has made you feel extremely comfortable enough to feel like you can. Do you understand what I'm saying?
It means
like,
that you don't know anybody. It means that you don't have love at home. That's what it means.
It means you don't have love at home. That's especially what when, exactly especially like, you, it's not like you came here. It's not like in the setting, there's somebody that brought you that, my bro, come crash. If you know crash for bed, but come crash, come we move day together. That's basically
good.
Yeah, yeah, go back to your house. What do you mean you feel no crash for bed? Go back to your house.
No, hold on.
What? So
there's no one. It's a different thing if somebody invited you to come and spend time with them. And it is another different thing if you came and then you're not crashing on your own accord.
You understand? It's different if, like, we had, like, a party and then, like, one of those there overnight and, like, yeah. But for you to... What I'm trying to point out is that you can't even crash unless somebody makes you feel comfortable.
Makes you comfortable enough to crash. That's what I mean. Like, that's what I mean. Somebody.
Do you understand? So for you to feel that comfortable, that means somebody that you don't know that just met you today has already given you extra comfortability ratings. And it's like... I shall feel like it's a cycle that we all contribute to. Sometimes, like, niggas will tell you that they would rather just have groupies around in the setting. Like, that is what it is. That's what they want. You get so when they come, like, they're still human beings, so you have to face their humanity too. So if they don't have good humanity, that's on you.
Real.
Yeah, that's that. So that's what it is, man.
Damn, groupies. I like to just be around just to see the kinds of babes that are groupies. Like, I just want to know them so I can, like,
see some of the baddest baddies are groupies.
Real, that's what I was going to say. Like, wow.
some of the babes,
why am I saying, wow? Like, I don't
some,
know
some,
that.
Some of the babes that you look on your phone and you sometimes want to lick the phone, they're groupies
now. Most of them, self, do you understand? Like, let me not say most, that's the generalization.
It stinks,
but like,
guys, it stinks out here, so you know,
it stinks.
That's the point I was trying to make in that episode where we were talking, defining body. That I was like.
See, let me just clearly state something. A lot of the things that this is for the audience as well. A lot of the things that I might have said on past episodes, they might not necessarily be true anymore.
So, just like,
just know that things have changed for me personally.
What I might have said in episode episode 80. What I said in episode 57 is not. I might not think the same thing now.
Not the same. Yes, I now. Definitely
like
do not
like
think the same
now.
Thing.
I did update OS, you did whine.
Mm-hmm. You did whine.
I know they stuck. If you talk something now, then I don't mean them again.
My God. Oh, that's crazy, man.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy because
I was on the point. It's like what I was saying on that episode was that you come around, you understand, you hang out with some guys, and then obviously, like, somebody makes you feel comfortable because of not anything of you or just based on niggas doing that was established. You understand? So you now do that, and then, like, now you don't go somewhere else, and then you're now doing bragado off the fact that, like,
somebody else made you feel comfortable.
Do you understand? It's like never just the comfortability. It's like, bro, like, you don't even have these levels. These levels are given to you in the place. You don't even have anything.
It's like you don't enter this, like, your own personal level, like, within the setting. It's not really valuable. Somebody has tapped you and said, this guy, level up. You get what I'm saying? So within the setting, somebody has given you like a night food, but then you want to be bragging in the setting based on somebody else's night in cruise.
Do you understand, bro? Like, you know, like, hustle your night in. Like, just do your thing. But, like, it's just what it is. Like I said, I don't blame anybody. I blame everybody. Because we all enable these parts. You get it? It's like, trust me, when you have, like, enough bread and you are actually looking to clap cheeks is different. The ball game is different. You would like, you'd be like, Baba, bring the fucking groupies, bring the clean groupies. Like, there's no issue, bro. Bring them. Like, when they run, as long as they don't rob and, like, they don't pull some dead internet stunts afterwards. Yeah. Like, bro, like,
yeah, I know that stuff. Groupies. Okay, so that means,
because what are we gonna do?
So that means you've had situations where you've left the concert back to the yard with some groupies.
Have you had your own TMZ groupies? Did anybody give you like a nice, you know, rainbow flick pass, or did somebody give you a nice up to, you know, the Kevin De Bruyne pass?
He gave me the brain pass.
He's only giving one. Okay,
so let me tell you a theory yeah. that I had to like establish for niggas. It's like, so in the setting you get, there obviously there's the hierarchy, obviously. But there's only two hierarchies that matter. Only the niggas who actually do some and the niggas who they. Because they have the right to deal, not like on some waste man pee. You get they just deal. So, and the hierarchy switches because some guys who just deal too, they have bars. So in the bar hierarchy is switch. So it's just the kaleidoscope basically. You get so it's like, when you step out, there's no what niggas see is the crew. You get so it's yes. like. Obviously, like I said, I'm not Starboy, so I'm not getting the same attention as Starboy or the rest of the other star men. You get, but trust me, brother.
Yeah,
you know how it works.
Bro. Yeah, trust me, brother. It's crazy. It's just like it's like what we established in the last episode. Now, how like funds in cutting it to get your clout up.
Yeah, word.
Like yeah.
It's crazy that you say funds ain't cutting it, so get your clout up.
So just get,
because
get
actually,
clout up,
both of them, you need. It's not even a P of clout. Like clout is a loose word. You get your influence up.
Yeah. That's clout what it really is. Word, bro.
Get your influence
but the thing
up.
Is,
like, get your bread up, but get your influence up too, brother.
This is good advice. We are stating observatory facts in society. Like the statement made by Ludisan that day, which is very very, I completely agree with it, is you can get some coochie off club. Just being on Davido's table at the club. No influence needed, nothing needed, just be there, bro.
Just
proximity, oppo.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, the proximity. Proximity can land you the baddest baddings in Lagos.
Like, think about it. The baddest
guy, we are in the Central Republic of Birds, bro.
Like, come on, bro.
Birds. That's where Lagos like, is. There's birds everywhere.
It's babies all around. So it's like, dog, don't worry. Trust me. Like, it's nuts.
Shout out my birds. Shout out my birds.
What? Okay, so like, just going back to concerts a little bit. Like, what's your worst concert experience with Sam?
Bro, now are we going to keep dragging these native land guys every time? Like,
oh shit, is that your...
No, Sam, you think that is? That's what you think.
Yeah, it might not be.
I
raise you Barfest. I actually raise you fucking Barfest. And do you know why? Do you know why that experience was weird for so many reasons? I mean, there was the actual shit concert, but then there was also the drama that was happening within the concert.
Then there's the like extra amount of 30, 40 plus niggas and women all around the concert with their children. It was giving December rocks, like actually like family December rocks. Like it was an Access Bank fucking concert, bro. Like, fuck it. I don't know what we was doing there.
I don't know whether that made sense for the person that did that concert. Like I don't know. Access, like it's good. They never did it again after that.
They never did it again. It was
or maybe
free.
Like a couple times, maybe like one more time or something.
Or we just never heard about it.
Or we just never went again.
It just stopped being important. We were not even the kind of guys that be like looking for all those conglomerate concerts. You get what I'm saying? Like, tell me something and tell me within the sub. If I be fan or if not my guy, I go lap. Let me say, person they do or Rhythm Unplugged now. You never buy a Rhythm Unplugged ticket, trust me. Trust me, dog.
That's real.
I want to ask a question. Did you guys do Valentine's Day for anybody?
Nah, dog.
I didn't do Valentine's Day for anybody. And one of them didn't sweat me on it. The other one sweated me.
That's one of them is crazy. Like this life is mad, man. Like in somebody's story, like your own story, like you, man, you can only see through your own eyes, smell through your nose, speak through your mouth, and like you are the most important. But in someone else's story, you're just one of them.
Wow.
Damn,
what the fuck is happening?
And it was clients that was doing love, relationship, ready, married, some episodes ago. That's crazy.
No, but hold on. Is everything that I said is untrue? I'm very good with you. Everything that has been said is untrue. I didn't do Valentine's
Day. Actually, tear it up. I'm dying.
I didn't do Valentine's Day for anybody. And that's just what happened. That's the real truth. Why didn't you guys do Valentine's Day for somebody?
Come on, man.
Nobody's Valentine. Because you cannot tell me that you don't have anybody's Valentine.
Yeah, my mom, and I didn't do it for her. I was pissed off.
Yeah, what? My mom, like, for real, dude. But, like, I promise her something.
Fucking what?
I'll make up for it. Like, momsy, man. Damn.
But momsy, yeah, like, you get...
No, but wait. Why are niggas so anti-Valentine, though?
That's real.
I don't think.
Let me tell you why.
Niggas are anti Valentine. Niggas are just anti billions, bro. Oh God,
real.
Let me tell you why. Because this shit don't switch up. It didn't what it used to be. Trust me, you just do some pee.
Is this really for like? Is it love? Is it not like it's for people that you love or someone that you love? Right. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So which one we say friends with benefits, situationship, talking stage, you want the express Valentine gift? I don't understand.
Yeah, no, see, let me tell you the nuance. I don't want to give too much joy on this MB, but basically, like, yeah, I may or may not have been sweated to by somebody. but basically, the point is, and I actually kind of like listen for the point, and the point is like, yeah, it's like a situationship is like friend benefit, whatever, but it's like you admit on any day, on any day, when they ask you or when someone even asks you, do you care about the person? Do you understand? So you say yes. Like, do you care about them above normal from like a lot of people a lot of girls that you're not doing this period? You say yes. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's like that on that day, it's like it's just a day to show people who you care about, that you care about them, according to, you know. So, and I think I buy it, you know. It's like, but the problem is they've over-decorated the day, so it's now lost its value, bro. Like,
bro, let me just tell you, all this, like,
it's because it's just because of peer pressure. It's peer pressure that's like, normally, these bitches will not ask somebody that's not their boyfriend for anything, but like they are calm because like they know where it is. But it's the when they see all these things on social media, they now get pressure. Nah, myself, I deserve gifts now. Type shit.
No, cross show. As you don't disturb my podcast, come talk inside. Come tell us now. I be cross. See now you produce MC Olomo. Afa,
oh God.
Afa, now cross they speak now.
Yo, wagwan. I'm giving this nigga free clout. No charge.
Bless you, dog.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So what were you just saying?
It's just the. But anyway, so I get it. I guess like wanting to show someone that like you guys are doing things together. She's not your girlfriend. You probably don't plan on making her your girlfriend, but like, it's Valentine's Day, so you can just show her a bit of like, you know.
Yeah. Exactly. So let me tell you, I think another problem is also like the peer pressure, the media, whatever. But you know that people have opened startups on top Valentine gift. Like there are people that their hustle is based on planning, picking out the right perfect gift. So they've gone extra creative. So basically, people in close proximity are receiving this type of thoughtful gifts, and they want one for themselves. Now, you understand? Yeah. So it's like there's more pressure. It's just more. Again, now that old boy,
Valentine's Day. It's not one of those things that like social media has made a thing, bro. It's not really that you care like that. You just want to post your own.
Exactly. That's what I was even telling you. Like, bro, you don't really get, bro, come on. If you want to hound me, like, I did Come on now.
If I don't gift you anything for your birthday, hound me. That makes more sense.
If you're seeing somebody, even though no matter as the situation for the country be, say you know go make sense, maybe you run something for them.
Yeah, see, it's like okay, go Lodi.
Like if you want that person to be your girlfriend one day, you definitely need to run something for her. If you value that person so much and that person brings so much value into your life, you should definitely appreciate them. But anything that's not under that we are just only like it's purely physical. Like, come on now, what are you like? What are you expecting?
No, it's like you can, even,
like, come on, you can do something small or go for drink or whatever. But like, I beg, relax.
Yeah, exactly. It's like even the knacks, if it's just physical, it bring me joy. You understand? So I actually appreciate it too. Do you get? But the P now.
But you they give him, sorry, but like you they give him joy too for the knack. So where's your own gift?
Yeah, obviously, like this person did buy me some though.
On your birthday, Abi.
No, dog.
For Valentine's Day, you be full now. You be wearing.
Nah,
you better go and get that. You better go and get that girl something.
Get that girl something.
Let me tell you, let me tell you. Nice, so. Let me tell you what. No. The thing is this. It's like we had a conversation obviously before the Valentine's Day, and like
everybody so always has to have that Valentine's Day conversation.
So like, what's your pure? Yes, because I haven't said nothing, and I'm like, yo, can't lie, man, I'm not even up for it. And my whole P hinges on the fact that Valentine's Day for me is a day usually that is like a family day, and in my house that day, it wasn't even like that. So me, I was dealing with that one first of all. You get normally the first Valentine's text that they get, I'm like, from my mama, so. Like, I was not just in the mood. I didn't even get that one. I didn't even send hers to her. So, that was what I was on for that this particular Valentine's. Did you get? So, I was not going to now force my... And then now, because of that, okay, I could just go out of my way to and send my mom
to text. Like,
I was actually feeling what I was feeling. So, I said no.
Gage it like this. You didn't get a text from your mom and it made you feel somewhat, right? But then, in that same
way... It didn't.
Oh, it didn't?
Mm-mm. It just confirmed, like, this one for me, to be fair. Because I didn't have any mind on... Bro, there's Valentine's now. You know how it be now, where we cater to three needs. I've said this on pod before, but there was this Valentine's in 2014. 2014 Valentine, I had three Valentine's dates, bro. And I bought... gifts for three of them.
It's well documented, don't worry. It's well documented.
So it's like, yeah, I'll be doing that. I'll be giving.
Yeah, but my point is that this babe like made this. No, you didn't tell me before that she gave you something for Valentine's Day.
Bro, I'm not doing nothing. I'm not buying nothing. I'm like, I don't even want to even hear. I'm never gonna tell you happy Valentine's Day.
I think that is very ingenious. I think that if a babe is expecting you to get something for her and she doesn't get something for you, I think Valentine's Day is the day that babes use for reassurance. You get what I'm saying? Because like there are babes now that they will not get anything from a guy that they are seeing. I mean, they're not dating, they're not in a relationship with the guy, like officially, like titled and everything, but then they've been seeing each other. So obviously that will now come and say, okay, if he gives her something, he may say he is now. You get what I'm saying? But it's crazy because like
it's like it is a fine validation or confirmation on what
you guys we are showing about the fact that she's here, like she's yours, you guys. But bust your head, she wants you to give her something, but she's not getting you anything.
Yeah.
No, that one is called the Lulu.
Yeah, like come on, this is a two-way street. If you expect something of me, then you should.
If you expect something from me, then you have to drop something too, babes.
Come on now,
that's like that's the thing about this.
All these nice babes, they just like to beg, Joe.
Even if something that was telling somebody one day that even if something is 70-30, even if something is 70-30, if I bring 70, I still gotta see that 30.
Word.
You don't have something to buy 70, even something if it's 70 30, same... even if Nami they bring more. If I bring my 70, Baba, I gotta see that 30.
Mm-hmm.
I got
even if he's singlet, bro.
Don't buy me singlet,
even if he's briefs. Buy the briefs. May I see him? Which one we say you could just carry just not handbag, nothing inside the handbag. You just come, they expect teddy bear, they expect flower, they you are a beggar. You are a beggar.
Go away. No, man. And then I was even pissed off.
It's crazy because we're talking. It's crazy that we're talking about Valentine's Day and like dates and like all that shit. But like, what's the? Let's get into a bit of a like a dating phase in this conversation. Like, what kind of places that you would take, like if we're taking someone on a Valentine's Day date or something, like what kind of places would you take your girl?
I can't be giving all that game on pod. Sorry, guys.
I'm not gonna lie. What I was gonna say would have been pretty. Nice one. Nice one. Wow. Knees, I'm sorry. Pass.
We enjoy.
I'm gonna pass, though.
Wow. Now they code game.
Yes, yeah. You guys pay for that game. I did Jones.
Okay, first. Okay, let's just say, okay, let's not say places that you would take them to. Okay, what are places that you've taken babes to?
That's my game still, dog. That's
guys, what you? Clarence, Makebong, Josiah. What are the
places that you have taken? I don't think the job that guy saw so far now. Okay, wait now. Okay, what are the kind of places to meet women?
Oh, and hey, see, now we can't do that. Now we can't. Yeah. If like, you say for if you go wine press, like say you go meet some.
Let's say you go meet people for wine press too.
If you go wine press, if you go eye fitness, you feel meet some babes for eye fitness. I don't say the day.
Yeah, if you meet your babe for eye fitness, say if you meet babe for concerts.
And like, I've been eye fitness, and I think those eye fitness babes only like your old boys, man.
What makes you say that?
They have this affinity towards the Yao boys.
Is it Yao boys or just guys with money in general?
No. I knew the Yao boys. I knew the guys that had money. Fuck you. When I was paying 50k for gym, don't worry, I had money. I had spare change. But like, there's nothing about that. And there are guys that had normal money that were cool. That, you know. But like, when you're Yao boy, it's different now. it's indiscriminate. Yeah.
First, those are the babes, you know what? That's crazy because those are the babes that are going to the gym to pick your boys up.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, bro.
Pick niggas up.
Yeah. Basically. And it's not like they're going to pick you up and go and fuck you like they are the ones that will pay you. They are still trying to pick to be paid. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah, no. You didn't want
it's crazy.
Guys, look for you guys on cross today. Those are not civilians, man. Look for the civilians, man.
Those are not civilians. What do you mean? What are they then?
They are ladies. They are users. Different time of the day.
The ladies of the evening.
Ladies of a different time of the day. I didn't say what time, what day, what minutes. How bad?
Okay, I mean, but like, I mean, I guess. Yeah,
I
like
think church gym, is a good place to like
get gym. Them, yeah, church.
Sip and paint. If you get some nice beef.
Sip and paint. Yes. Sip and paint.
Yeah.
I don't know. At a Spotify concert.
Anything we concern concerts.
No. I guess what he's trying to say, but he's addicted.
It depends
to
on the type of concert. In my
he's
opinion.
Addicted to like, name dropping. It's private concert. So, you know, like a private concert, you can definitely meet some sure beef.
What is a private concert?
So a private concert is like a concert that maybe like completely RSVP'd. Like you don't even pay, okay. You just get invited.
You mostly
meet people. So if they invite you, they're probably inviting people like you. So it's like, it's a very sure place. You just meet people that already feel like they know you, like it's cool, it's going. So yeah, type shit. Well, I don't want to say worst places to meet babes, please.
Yeah. Club is the worst place to meet a babe.
I will never take a babe I met at the club seriously. I'm sorry.
Because it's so easy to disguise like a human being. Like
Me and you. You and me both.
Yes, you and me both.
You think say I care like that for you?
I told you, man. I was talking to one babe in the club, and like I was like, "Fuck, this babe wants me." Only for us to be going home. I'm like, "All right, cool. I'll see you later." She's like, "I okay," because like she followed me downstairs. So obviously she's thinking like this is the part where we start going home. And I'm like, no, no, this one call it. I don't know if normal babe now, where we call it your number, we can't be wrong paro. Oma, she can't just tell me, say,
bro, it's not 200k.
Bro, it's not 200k.
Next year, I got me like, okay, yeah, let's go home now. She was like, okay, now how much? I'm like, huh? We got exchange
they
numbers.
They play. Exchange
numbers now. I can't they go house. So I said, they go house now. Person can't talk, say, move, go another club. You get now, so we can't go on that club, can't see the same babe. She can't see me. She can't see our destiny though. Let's go, man.
No, she's walking. That baby's walking. She's on the shift. Working at the pyramid tonight.
Wow.
Like, all right, cool. Then obviously we're there.
Bubbles in our champagne and that.
We were saying about the first club. So I'm about to leave the second club. So I text her, I'm like, I'm about to leave. She just replies me 200k. And I'm like, huh? And she's like 200k each, because obviously she's there with her friend. You guys are crazy.
Go pay, I mean, you know, go pay, bros.
I don't want to announce that.
If you and like, if you price, you pay. If you price,
I'm not like, lol. Yeah. She's not like, how much do you want to pay? I'm just like,
that's exactly what I said. If you price it mistakenly, you go pay.
You go pay, huh? Like,
if you price it, if you tell her 150, and she say, okay, you go pay.
Why are you the Jones? I'll give you 150. Anyway, I mean, I don't speak on that profession.
My mom just be saying, anybody where they run, please they run your team, they go. As for me, and as for the kind of babes me, I want, not before club, but meet them.
Yeah. But me, my own worst place, maybe I was going to say, was backstage. But now, but before I said that,
I don't know. I can't take it seriously too if I met you backstage too, also in a way.
Words.
It depends. If you're busy backstage, it's different. Like
if you're busy backstage, we probably won't even really talk like that.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I have to probably time you to the end of the show.
Yes, I have to get you at the end of the show. Or maybe even for me to time you at the end of the show, it means that during the show while you were working, we had an interaction and we had the moment. Then I will now time you later. You get. But if you're working at the show, it's very unlikely.
I was gonna say something. Yeah. Sorry, Lodi Sam, please, no vex. Like there's a correlation I discovered, and I'm gonna say the correlation, and I'll now debunk it as well. So the correlation is basically they do runs and posting Bible scriptures, or the most popular these days is 6:30 a.m.
Thank you.
Streams of joy, hour of the moment of returns, blah 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 blah. Every morning, 7 a.m. And so that's the observation. On paper, it looks like it's a critique. Look, I'm critiquing them, but I actually dipped it. I'm like, you don't know what's in this babe they ask God for. Like, she could literally leave her house and be like, God, please, I want to meet a guy in a Range Rover that will give me 300k tonight.
Word.
And she'll go out and she'll actually meet a guy, maybe it's a Benz, and maybe it's 500k. So, in her mind, God, the work, die. I'm not sure if he and I'm about that.
You know what's crazy? I was going to someone's media one time. And then, like, in the media, the caption was, and God answered me. So I clicked the media. Obviously, what she posted was a transfer receipt of somebody that has sent her, like, I think like 250k, right? And then in the main tweet was, God, please, I need a miracle today, or something.
That's so like, yeah, that's 25 niggas. Can't tweet, God, I need a miracle today. Ha ha, crazy.
And that's crazy because it's true.
It's real now. It's real.
It's crazy, but it's true. Okay. Like, I mean, like, there's what we know now as, like, mid-20s niggas. But, like, what kind of advice will you give to, like, a 15-year-old you on women?
15-year-old me lives in 2013, no?
Bro, I don't care. 15-year-old me, do whatever you want to do, man. Learn your lesson, bro.
No. I get, yes, but... like things matter. That's what I'll just tell the guy. That things actually matter. That's all. Like decisions you make actually matter.
I'll tell 15-year-old me to take your studies seriously, bro. That's all I'll tell you. Take your study seriously, bro.
Take this 10 years from now, right now. Take it serious.
Ten years from now, you thank yourself for taking it seriously. That's all I'll tell you. That's the beginning and the
end. But the thing is, Lorisan, that's good advice, no doubt. It's like, you know, there are people who took their academics seriously. 10 years down the line, they wish they did something else, though.
That's good for them. That's fair. That's good and fair. But like, you can still do that something else 10 years down the
line. You can still do that something else while you're taking your academics seriously.
Even if, okay, now I finished the school, I did the school, all right, cool, but I wish I was doing something else. You can start doing something else right now and still have that academic pay to like fall back on, if anything. Do you understand? That's what I'm saying. Like,
fair enough.
Seriously, bro. And anything else you want to do, you can do it, bro. This time does not necessarily run out for that. Do you understand? But like, yeah, man, that's this. But for women, almost just learn your lesson, bro. There's nothing, like, nothing teaches you about women than lessons. And I'll tell you that, than personal experience. You no go hear word until you actually.
You no go hear word until you do you. I swear to God.
You do you. Nothing you defy on you.
I guess what I'll tell him is that you don't need too many experiences to learn one lesson. That's what I'm saying.
Don't use
too many experiences to learn one lesson.
Don't learn one lesson over.
You know what's crazy? That is like the base point. If it was like a plant, that's the seed you plant. Then what I said when I said things matter is like it gives off, because bro, when you move like things don't matter, you feel like you just learned a lesson. Something happened to you. You're supposed to be a thing where you learned a lesson. But you just think, nah, that was just a thing that happened. And, you know, it just happened that one time. And then you just keep on entering that same scenario and doing those same things. And always just thinking, like, it doesn't really matter. Because, like, it's a new day. And, like, I can get... Bro, things matter. You get... If you saw your reputation in a place, it can go further than just that place. You can go to your next place. You can go to the previous places you've been and even spoil that there. Do you understand? It's like...
Or either spoil or either enhance.
I said if you spoil it, you get. So, like, if you enhance it somewhere, it's the same P, bro. If you enhance it somewhere, it enhances exponentially elsewhere. Because people have people. That's the way God designed us. You get.
Yeah, real. Because I tweeted something one time. I was like that, like, the past ties itself to the present, to memories, right? So you can definitely say that, yes, what has happened, or yes, it is written, it has passed. But then what is written is fucking written, bro. So, like, you can say that, yes, and that this is da-da-da-da-da. Okay, like, okay, let's look at a man that is maybe, a man that is maybe like a sex offender. And maybe he has done his sex offenses and he has gone to prison and he has done the time and he has come out and he has actually changed, right? Or the thing we see, once people know, see in the sex offender, that stigma,
be, man.
It's stigma.
You don't even need to go far. Look at Chris Brown to this day,
they call him an abuser
exactly like that. So, like, it doesn't matter if he and Rihanna have a relationship, if they're good, it doesn't matter if he's almost 20 years later, like, it's still the same. Some people still treat him the same way. So, like, things matter, like you said,
yeah, man.
Things definitely matter, bro.
Yo, guys, I got a cut. I need to go and shower and do other things.
Yeah, so, same. I got a cut, guys. It's been a good
actually
episode.
Actually, I have a cut. So we're going to continue this another time. This was a great episode. You know, the longest one, but a really nice one. A chill one, vibe.
You drop Bible passage. You did sleep on that person's husband. Your papa. They go pour acid for your face.
You don't understand. It's crazy.
Hey, peace, guys.
Peace, okay, my guys. Nice love. One, guys. Subscribe, tap in,
do the thing.
Safe.
Yeah, man.
Love.
Yeah.